At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com, my website. Go there, check it out. I got some great products on there, training aids, teaching aids. Got a great rangefinder on there, a launch monitor, putting mat. Got some good stuff on there, but you can also register for my free instructional videos. They go out 3 times a week. If you want to get better at golf, that's a good way to do it. And you can find out information also about golf lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. So, HaneyUniversity.com. All right, today's topic I want to talk about is a little, it's Bubba Watson. He made a little noise with one of the things he said. Of course, Bubba Watson is going to LIV Golf. He hasn't played yet, but he's been an on-course commentator and doing a great job, by the way. I've always been a Bubba Watson fan. I always like him. I mean, he's a character. He's fun to watch. I like the way he plays the game. He's creative, hitting different shots, hooks and cuts, and a feel player. Got a personality out there. Wears the shots on his sleeve. Gets a little riled up at times, but at the end of the day, Bubba Watson is a very, very good person. Does a lot of nice things for people, a very charitable person, and, kind of a country boy, a good guy. And by the way, he's got 2 green jackets. So he's, you can poo-poo where he is in his career, world ranking, whatever you want to, stuff you want to give me. But in terms of players that are better known, and Bubba Watson won 12 times on the PGA Tour, 2 majors. I mean, Bubba Watson should be going to the Hall of Fame. Well, we'll see. I mean, he's got 2 green jackets. I mean, that alone should get you there if you look at some of the other players in the Hall of Fame. He may fall a win or two short. I don't know. LIV Golf, going to LIV Golf, maybe at the end of the day that hurts him. As you know, I don't know who votes on this, and it's probably a PGA Tour thing, and it's probably rigged like the World Golf rankings are rigged. But he's a deserving player and a well-known player. And he'll have a following. He's going to be one of the team captains. He'll have a following on the LIV Golf Tour, and he's got some big ideas for what his team is going to do. They're going to have a different name. Right now they're the Niblicks. They're going to change that name. They're going to, you know, a logo representation and the whole thing, and build a whole team up. He's got a lot of good business ideas that go with his move to the LIV Golf. And I think he's a player I like to watch. So I think he's a player fans like to watch. And they definitely know him for sure. So Bubba Watson made a comment about guaranteed money, because there's this whole thing going on. Like, one of the big things, of course, it's changed. Like, you know, first it's like, you know, LIV Golf is no good because it's just an exhibition. I mean, 54 holes, you know. And to my point, everything's an exhibition other than the four majors. So I don't really know what that dig is all about, because they're all exhibitions. And if you don't think Pat Perez didn't enjoy winning $4 million at that last exhibition, or if you think he would have traded in one of his PGA Tour wins, where he made, you know, $750,000 or something, if you'd have traded one of those in for a $4 million team win at LIV Golf, if you don't think he wouldn't do that, you're out of your mind, because he definitely would. And I would too, you know. I mean, because you can take that PGA Tour win and you can take it to the bank and it won't get you much other than what you deposit in the bank from the win. So anyway, Bubba Watson is talking about guaranteed money, because there's this knock about the LIV Golf Tours that, you know, all the money's guaranteed. The players won't, you know, they're making so much money, they're not going to be as competitive, which really makes no sense. Because, I mean, when you look at every other sport, I mean, every other sport, players get contracts and they get guaranteed money. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA or the, you know, NHL. I mean, you know, players get paid. And they have contracts, and they still want to win. I mean, obviously they want to win. I mean, they want to win the NBA championship. They want to win the World Series. They want to win the Stanley Cup. You know, they want to win the you know, NFL, you know, World Championship or whatever they want to call it, the Lombardi Trophy. It doesn't change, you know, the competitiveness of the players, because they got guaranteed money. And when players that are golfers are getting guaranteed money, it's what they really should be getting. It's what they deserve. It's what, you know, why should a player make it on the PGA Tour, make it to the PGA Tour? Can you imagine? You've worked your whole life to make it to the PGA Tour. When you make it to the NBA, you get paid. When you make it to the NFL, you get paid. When you make it to the NHL, you get paid. When you become a Major League Baseball player and you make it to the major leagues, you get paid. You make it to the PGA Tour, and what you get is the opportunity to pay. You now can pay all your expenses. You can now pay for your hotel, your airfare, your rental car, your food, your caddy. You can pay for all of that stuff. Maybe you'll get some free equipment from somebody. That's probably going to happen. But other than that, you're paying for everything. And it's for the opportunity to go out and play in tournaments and hopefully make money and make a lot of money. This opportunity does exist. That's cool. I mean, it's nice the way it's always been. It's not necessarily the real world. It's not the way it is in other sports. There's guaranteed money when you make it on your tour or your league or whatever. So a lot of people have had this idea that, oh, this is the purest sport there is. You only get what you earn. I was listening to this interview the other day with Rocco Mediate. Rocco Mediate is a player who's played on the PGA Tour forever. Now he's on the Champions Tour. I don't know how many times he won on the PGA Tour. He did win, but and he's won on the Champions Tour. He's a good player. There's no two ways about it. Like, he's the one who lost to Tiger in the playoff at the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, when Tiger won on the broken leg and the torn ACL, and Rocco Mediate, you know, got that U.S. Open taken from him, and Tiger won it. So Rocco Mediate's talking. And I think he was talking in a podcast. I can't remember where I saw this, but he was on a podcast, and he was talking about, you know, the great thing about the PGA Tour is you earn what you get. This is the way it's always been. You know, first off, when somebody's reasoning for something being good is because it's the way it's always been, like, immediately I look at that and I think, what kind of logic is that? And by the way, I'm an old guy. I'm 67 years old. So I'm not like, you know, Mr. Young guy. I'm Mr. Old guy. But I still look at it and I think, you know what? That's your reason, just because it's, because I've always appreciated people who, and I've always tried to myself, I've tried to, like, you know, let me think outside the box. You know, every time when I've done something, I think, okay, I know this is the way it's always been done, but what about maybe doing it like this? What about maybe doing it like that? What about trying this or trying that? Maybe we just because it's this is the way you do it, because it's the way it's always been done. I just don't, that logic to me doesn't make a lot of sense. It just doesn't. But that's what makes sense to a lot of people. It's just the way it's always done, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And this is the purest thing about sports is the PGA Tour, because you only get what you earn. You get on the tour, you don't make a dime, and then if you go win tournaments or you win money or you place at a certain, you make the cut, you get a check. And it's pure, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, Arnold Palmer did it that way. And, you know, Sam Snead did it that way. Well, whatever, you know. I mean, it's like, that's your logic, okay? And that's what makes it great. And guaranteed money is not good. And I'm like, I don't, why? And, you know, what, give me the reasons. Oh, they're not going to try as hard. I don't know about that. These players on the LIV Golf Tour are playing quote-unquote exhibitions, and they've been practicing harder than they've ever practiced in their career. I hear it. I see it. So, I mean, I don't, I'm not sure if I get it. And it's not like they don't want to do good just because they signed for big money. And you know what? They got that money, and they deserve it, and good for them. And I say they deserve it, and people go crazy. Oh, my God. What did he do to deserve it? He didn't do anything to deserve it. You know, I'm like, he's a great player. He got asked to represent this tour, or be on this tour. That's earning it. He did it right there. Somebody wanted him. He accepted the offer, and you know what? He deserves it. He's gotten it, and he's got, you know, that's the logic that I have. Okay. But people say, well, you know, it should be like it is on the PGA Tour. You got to earn your money. That's the way it's always been. You got to earn your money. And then Rocco Mediate in his interview goes, well, on the Champions Tour, it is a little different, you know, because he's on the Champions Tour. It is a little different because, you know, it's our reward. It's our, you know, the Champions Tour, it has no cuts. 54 hole events, no cuts. You get paid. Everybody who plays in the tournament gets paid, which is the way it should be. Everybody in the tournament gets paid because they're all entertainers. Somebody's out there watching them. They're part of the tournament, and they should get paid. And they do get paid. But he goes, oh, this is our reward for all the years we put in on the PGA Tour. I'm like, give me a break. Well, yeah, I mean, people talking out of both sides of their mouth is one of the things that absolutely drives me crazy. Here's a guy pontificating about how the greatness about the PGA Tour is that you only make what you earn, and then he sits there and tells you, well, ba 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 ba, you know, well, yeah, well, this is our reward for being on the Champions Tour because we did all those years on the PGA Tour. I mean, give me a break, will you? I mean, come on. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So anyway, Bubba Watson comes out and he throws this out at everybody about that, you know, PGA Tours are, players are, you know, saying guaranteed money from the LIV Golf Tour is no good. He said, but I received guaranteed money on the PGA Tour. And oh my God, that's just, oh, you're not supposed to say that. Don't tell anybody. Oh, it's a purest form of sports. You just earn only, you get only what you earn. And if you don't make the cut, you don't get paid. And here's Bubba Watson saying, well, I played on the PGA Tour and they paid me guaranteed money. Everybody knows they did. Everybody knows they've been doing that. I've been talking about that for years. See, on the PGA Tour, they say they don't pay guaranteed money. You only make money if you make the cut. It's the purest form of sports. That's what they like to tell you. But it's not really true. Bubba Watson just blew it out of the water right there. He let the cat out of the bag. And, of course, they're trying to cover it up. But he let the cat out of the bag because, you know what? There's other ways that guys get guaranteed money. See, on the European Tour, the DP World Tour, whatever they call it now, the European Tour, they pay appearance fees. So if you take a tournament on the PGA Tour that maybe had a $7 million purse, and the European Tour doesn't, they typically didn't have as big a purse as they don't play for as much money. But let's say they had a $5 million purse. What they did with their $5 million purse is they would take $3 million or $2.5 million. They'd split it. They'd take $2.5 million, and they'd give that as appearance fees. Okay. And then they would take the other $2.5 million and they'd play for it. So they take, like, I'd say, okay, Rory, you're going to play over here. Rory, by the way, one of the big spokespersons for the PGA Tour. Rory, you know, this is the way it should be, you know, but Rory's over on the European Tour. And Rory, when you play, we're going to give you $500,000. And Sergio, we're going to give you $500,000. And Lee Westwood, we're going to give you $500,000. And, you know, whoever the you know guy is that won the the latest tournament, major or something, and they pay out appearance fees, and that way they get they at least have some big stars there. Okay, so they played for smaller purse, but they gave appearance fees. Like when Tiger would go play in Saudi Arabia, he'd make $2 million just for showing up. And playing a European Tour event over there, make $2 million just for showing up, and then whatever he wins in the tournament, he wins on top of it. But he got guaranteed money. All the players would love playing in those tournaments, in those guaranteed tournaments. Absolutely. I remember, you know, Mark O'Meara, my student on the tour for 25 years. Mark would go play, you know, one tournament in the Middle East or something, and he'd get paid over there. And then he'd go play one tournament maybe in Japan or, you know, somewhere else, and he'd get paid over there. And he'd get, you know, the off season was kind of his time to, okay, I'm going to play at least two places and get guaranteed money. And whatever I win on top of it is nice, but I'm getting $100,000 for going. And then whatever I win on top of it is gravy on, you know, or icing on the cake. And that's the way it went. But on the PGA Tour, see, they always would say, oh, you know, you don't get any guaranteed money. But you do. And they did. And Bubba Watson said, I got paid behind closed doors to show up at tournaments, many tournaments, he said. And if Bubba Watson, who's not the best, gets paid, that means the best were getting paid better than me and more than me. So it's guaranteed money. I miss the cut, I still make the money. I make the cut, I make extra money. That's the way it was. And, of course, they asked the PGA Tour about it, and they go, the PGA Tour prohibits the payment of appearance money to players as an inducement to play in a particular event. And then they go on to say, we are aware that certain tournament sponsors may contract with a player to perform a sponsor-related activity during tournament week for which they receive nominal compensation. This is permissible under our guidelines. So what does that mean? Here's what that means. They go up to a player. They probably went up to Bubba Watson. They said, Bubba, we'd love for you to play in our tournament. You just won the Masters last year for the second time. We'd like you to play in our tournament. People know who you are. It would add to our field. You're a good player. You're well known. The whole thing. And then they would say, you know what? Here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you $50,000, $100,000. I don't know what they give them. Something. Who knows? $200,000. I don't know. We're going to give you something. And here's what you got to do. You got to go shake hands and sign a couple hats and take a couple pictures at our corporate hospitality tent. It's off of the 18th green. you know, we're the sponsor, and we're going to have some of our guests in there. Take a couple pictures, sign a couple autographs. About 15 minutes. It's how we got 15 minutes, something like that. And we're going to give you $100,000 for that. And, you know, since you're going to be there on Wednesday signing autographs and taking pictures and doing the meet and greet for $100,000, how about if you just stay and play in the tournament that starts on Thursday, too? And, of course, that's part of the deal. It's kind of a known deal that, hey, if you're going to come do this, we really want you to play in the tournament. That's what happens. That happened. I knew that happened. Bubba Watson let the cat out of the bag. Other ways it happened were ways like this. You look at I'll give you an example, the AT&T. AT&T is a big sponsor on the PGA Tour. They sponsor the AT&T Pebble Beach. They sponsor the Byron Nelson Tournament in Dallas. Okay. Who's under contract with AT&T? Jordan Spieth. Who's one of the best known draws on the PGA Tour? Jordan Spieth. What tournaments does Jordan Spieth play in every year? Oh, he plays in AT&T. He plays in AT&T Byron Nelson. He plays in AT&T Pebble Beach. Oh, that's quite a coincidence. And they pay him for doing commercials too. But part of the deal, obviously, was, we're gonna pay you for carrying our bag. We're gonna pay you for doing a commercial. We'd also like you to play in the tournaments. We'd like you to play in the tournaments. And that's a way of getting around paying appearance fees. See, these top players would get tenure. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I don't think it's bad. I think it's good. I think the players earned it. I think Bubba Watson earned it. I think Jordan Spieth earned it. If somebody's willing to pay Jordan Spieth, he earned it. And that's all good. But don't sit there and give me this whole BS thing all the time about how pure professional golf is and the PGA Tour and how you only get what you earn, because it's not factual. It's not true. And everybody knows it's not true. And these guys sit there and say this stuff and like they think everybody who's listening is an idiot. And it's not. They're not. Not everybody's an idiot. Not everybody doesn't know what's going on, because it is. It has happened, and it's happened forever. All these people, these players. I mean, they've criticized this guaranteed money, these multi-year contracts on the LIV Golf Tour. They're all guaranteed, and they're all like, oh, it's. That's a bad thing, you know. They got guaranteed money. What's their incentive? Tiger said this. These players have guaranteed money. What is the incentive to practice? That's what he said at the Open Championship this last year. What is the incentive to go out there and earn it in the dirt? Here's a guy that got $2 million to go play in Saudi Arabia or Dubai or wherever. He said they're just getting a lot of upfront money and playing a few events and playing 54 holes. From him. He's saying it. How many times did he have contracts where he showed up and just, you know, took a picture and they gave him this much money for going to this dinner or a 5-minute appearance, you know, boom, Mark Steinberger's agents guarding the door and they're in and out of there in 10 minutes and he gets this much money while he's at the tournament. You don't think that's an appearance fee? It's a backdoor appearance. I mean, come on. I mean, seriously? That has happened, and it's happened forever. And Bubba Watson said it. He said, I'd laugh at it. Because we all had some guaranteed money to show up at places. He said, win, lose, quit, whatever it is, you still got the money. He said, we've all been doing that. We've all been playing for guaranteed money. The critics, he said, it just makes me laugh because that's what we're doing. Oh, my God. He said, we don't want to talk about it on the tour, but we were getting it. And it's the fact. It is the fact. Here's Kevin Kisner. He was a member of the PGA Tour Advisory Council. This is what he told ESPN about players getting money. Because, you know, I know when Bubba Watson let the cat out of the bag, they all got to respond. And Kisner goes, I would not say that it's an appearance fee as much as a relationship between the player and the title sponsor or the host organization. They're trying to get more money in players' hands through contracted appearances or tent visits or pro-ams away from the regular PGA Tour. And that's been going on forever. If the Travelers wants to pay Bubba Watson to do a tent visit, that has nothing to do with the PGA Tour. I mean, come on. What do you mean that has nothing to do with the PGA Tour? The PGA Tour is playing there that week. You don't think, and then he goes on to say, he said, you don't think Zurich in New Orleans is pressuring guys to play because they're sponsoring them on their sleeves? Of course they are. Yeah, well, he says, that's not an appearance fee. That's an off-course endorsement that's under contract. You know what? That's an appearance fee. Everybody knows it's appearance fee. Don't kid yourself. It's been going on forever. And that knock against Liv Goff is absolutely stupid. The players that have made it in professional golf, they deserve to get paid. And they are getting paid now. More money for players on LIV Golf, more money for players on the PGA Tour, more money for players on the DP World Tour, which, by the way, just announced that they're going to pay all their players $150,000. The PGA Tour is giving everybody $500,000 that makes it on tour. $500,000 to start the year. Gets how much you win gets deducted from the $500,000. And if you make more than $500,000, then you get the extra. It's not going to cost the PGA Tour $500,000 because a lot of those guys are going to make $500,000. But they guarantee them that, so you don't make the tour and then lose money. The DP World Tour is doing $150,000. So all these guys that came up with all this stuff about how it's terrible to have, you know, guaranteed money, and now what are all the tours doing? They're guaranteeing the money. And you know what that is? That's better for the players. It's just another thing that's happened good in professional golf because of LIV Golf. And those are my thoughts for today. Hope everybody has a great day. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts, so you can hear my podcast every day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.